My beloved brothers and sisters, we praise Allah the Almighty as He should be praised. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah the Almighty. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and His servant. He whom Allah guides cannot be misguided. And whomever Allah leaves to error cannot be guided aright. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us ask Allah to give His blessings upon His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His family and great Sahaba and Muslims everywhere. And I seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of my own self. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to leave with us an ayat Quran, inshallah, that is going to affect our lives. Today I want to talk about, inshallah, that problem that Muslims face around the world and many people. And as a result of that problem, we cannot make progress. If you study Al-Quran, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions so many times Bani Israel, the children of Israel. They're mentioned so many times in the Quran. I believe that Allah mentions them so much in Quran so that we as Muslims can derive lessons from their lives. Lessons from their lives. The ayat that I have chosen today from the Quran, and Allah mentions something like this in different parts of His Quran. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَيَّ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever follows my guidance shall have no fear, nor should they grieve. And Allah commands us in Quran, فَلَا تَقْتَمُ النَّاسِ فَقْشَوْنِي. Do not be afraid of people. Do not fear mankind, but fear me. What, brothers and sisters, what destroys people is their fear of mankind. Fear. If we today in this khutbah using the Quran and using the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can root us out of fear, we would be a magnificent teacher. For the thing that holds us back now, as individuals, as family, as jama'ah, as ummah, is fear. Fear. And as we look over the Muslim world, in my humble estimation, the problem that we have is fear. If you look in the homes of Muslims, the problems that we have is fear. وقال يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون. The believers must succeed. Then if the believers must succeed, why so many of us fail? Why do we fail as an ummah? Fear. Muslims struggle over the world. We lose. Why? Fear.
Why?
And if you study the Quran, you will see the people who came before you failed because of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the children of Israel many prophets. And He gave them a great prophet, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Liberated them from the children of Israel, from Egypt, from Fir'aun and his people. Liberated them. And all they had to do was go into the land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. But they didn't go. Why? Fear. Moses tried to inspire them. Go to the land. Oh, we can't go. There's giants there. We can't go until after these giants leave. Fear. A prophet, a messenger of Allah, commanded them to go. But they couldn't do it. Fear. How many of us gripped by fear? But brothers and sisters, I warn you, there's a consequence of fear. The fruits of fear, cowardice. And when you are afraid, you lose golden opportunities. Allah gives opportunities, but people lose it because of fear. And then there's a consequence. What was the consequence? They had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Back and forth. No land. Why? Fear. All they had to do was go into the land. But they were afraid of men, afraid of mankind, afraid of dying. So they told Moses, you and your Lord, you two go fight. We'll stand here. No reason Palestine is not liberated today. No reason. No good reason. Except fear. Not among the Palestinians by themselves, no. Among the collective ummah. No reason Bosnia. And Muslims are being slaughtered, women being raped. No good reason except fear. 1.3 billion Muslims. We allow that to happen. Why? Fear. Muslims in Kashmir struggling. Why? Fear of the Ummah to do what they have to do. Fear. Look what happened to Iraq. Who's to blame? Everybody. One man, a crazy man, Saddam Hussein. Why you let him do it to your country? Fear. Why you let one man murder? Fear. Why don't everybody jump up? Rise up. You know why they don't rise up? Fear. Everybody in Saudi, quietly. They whisper in the darkness about the king, Fahd. But don't say it in public. Why? Fear. Say nothing in Saudi but come to America and then you talk. Why? Fear. You ever think and wonder why, brothers and sisters, you let tyrannical leaders in Syria murder hundreds of thousands of Muslims? All over the globe. Nobody opened up their mouths but few. Why? Because the masses of the people are afraid to speak up, afraid to stand up. Fear, most of them in terror. You don't even ask them to pick up a gun. Just open up your mouth. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. ذَلِكَ دَعَدَفُ الْإِمَانِ That is the weakness of faith. Those who don't do nothing with their hands, they don't speak out against it, they just hate it within. That's the weakness of faith. Fear. And the result? Wander. And you don't make progress. فَمَنْ تَبِيَ هُدَيَا فَلَا حَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ But whoever follows my guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. It's in Quran. Those who believe in Allah on the last day and doers of good
لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. To have no fear, nor shall they grieve. All throughout the Quran. Why, I ask you now, how can Muslims have so much fear? So much.
Even most people in your average congregation, a masjid, living in a country, so-called democracy, people can speak out.
But you know, most people are even afraid to confront the imam.
Why? Imam is human being.
They're afraid to correct the imam. Why? Fear. So they go in little corners and they talk and they backbite and they slander. Why?
Afraid to stand up. But during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that courageous ummah, they're not afraid to confront the imam, the amir, the leader.
With due respect, brother imam, amir, mu'mineen, you're not saying what Allah's saying in Quran, and we want to know why. Stand up, man, even against the imam. Stand up now. But you won't stand up because you're afraid.
Some people, brothers, even afraid to confront their own wives, where they need confrontation.
Some mothers afraid of their own sons and daughters. Fear.
So brothers and sisters, what is our answer? How do you get courage? How do you stand up? Allah said it. فَمَنْ تَبِيَ حُدَيَّ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever follows my guidance, follows my guidance, truly believe and follow, then you won't have fear. And then this ayah from the Quran will come true. فَلَا تَقْتَمُوا النَّاسِ فَخْشَوْنِي. Don't be afraid of people, but be afraid of me. So I say, brothers and sisters, as I close, I want you to think about your own circumstances right now. And think how your own fear has held you back in your life. Do you know many brothers and sisters are afraid to step out in this world as Muslims and be independent? Yeah. I have been pushing the brothers, especially admonishing us that we must in these times begin to pull our resources together and establish businesses together. But most won't do it. Why? Fear. But look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. American Airlines just announced today they're going to lay off another 1,000 managers. TWA, other airlines, General Motors, everybody firing people by the thousands. Hundreds of thousands of people unemployed. Many of you right now probably got a pink slip from your job. City agencies, federal agencies, even President Bush is announcing if he wins again, he gonna fire all these top level advisors. Loss of jobs in the federal, state, local businesses, firing people. Now, brothers and sisters, what we gonna do as Muslims? I say to you, you must. Put your nickels, your dimes, your dollars together and develop business for yourself. And don't let fear stop you. Yes. Take your hundreds of thousands of dollars out the bank. Put it together now. Trust one another. Get a lawyer to write it up. And go into business for yourself. You must do it. فَمَنْ تَبِيَ حُدَيَّ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever follows my guidance, the guidance of Allah, shall have no fear, nor shall he grieve. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد فمن تبع هدي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون ولا تخشوا الناس فاخشوني Do not fear mankind, but fear me. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to tell you a story about a young girl who came to me recently. Young Muslim teenage girl. She told me that, please, Imam, please, if you see me without my khimar, without my headpiece, please don't think that I'm no longer a believer. I believe, but I'm going to take my headpiece off as long as it takes me to get a job. And but that doesn't stop me from believing, I still believe. The statement of that young girl is typical of many Muslim women I've encountered across the country who in fact take off their khimar not because they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't believe that it's in Quran. They know that it's in Quran and they know that they should cover. But they uncover because they believe that if they don't comply, they won't get the job. You've seen this. Do you know, brothers, that many of our young girls across the country, many of them, who go to public school, they do not wear hijab. They don't cover their hair. And the only reason that they don't cover their hair is because the other girls in the school don't cover their hair. And they don't want to stick out. They don't want to be different. They want to be like everybody else. And the reason that they don't cover their hair is because they fear ridicule. Ridicule from their friends and their peers. Some young brothers go to school, never had a drug problem. Yeah. But their peers take little drugs. Yeah. So they want to be like them. Have them not laugh at them. Afraid of being scorned. So they start taking drugs and then they're well on their way to taking drugs. I even know a young man who was doing very good in school. Excellent student. But none of his friends were doing well. So he wanted to be like them, so he started failing. Fair. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to, the next few moments, hopefully, to talk about the root of fear so that we can get it out of us. Inshallah. You know why we're afraid? Because we bear witness what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, that man has been created weak. Let's face it, we're weak. Yes, we are. We're weak. Think about your own self. You come out of your mother's womb not knowing anything, vulnerable, tender, depending on your mother for everything in life. And so your mother and father have to stay with you for a long time. Human beings have to be taken care of by their parents longer than other animals. Yeah. So then all of a sudden, man, women, they have all these weaknesses. And then all of a sudden now they get old, get weak, bones get soft, back get soft and turned over. Your mind is not as fast as it used to be. Can't talk like it used to talk. Lose your teeth. Can't walk as fast. You get old. Everybody knows we're vulnerable. Weak. This is why people are afraid. I look around and see somebody die of starvation. Maybe I die of starvation. I look around and I look up the street on Bedford Avenue and Atlantic Avenue and I see all those homeless men, 1,000 homeless men. He said, well, maybe that'll be me. I'm afraid. Look at the bag ladies on the train stations carrying their bags on their backs, old ladies. Say, well, maybe that'll be me. Look at all the people unemployed. Maybe that'll be me, afraid, of scared, and full of terror. So afraid to take moves. Look in the television. Look at all the Muslims slaughtered in Bosnia. Oh, if I go to Bosnia, they're going to slay me too. If I go to Palestine, they're going to put me in jail. They're going to kill me too. So therefore, paralyze the Muslim ummah for fear. You know what the difference is, brothers and sisters? You know what gives a person heart? You know what makes a person bold, fearless, full of courage? It's the realization of the unseen. I can't fight you by myself. I can't defeat you by myself. But I'll fight you because of who stands behind me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Those who believe in the unseen. You can't see him, but he's there. Allah ma'a sabirin. He's with those who have faith. Once you understand this key, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli shay'in qadir has power over all things. And Allahu waliyyu alladhina aminu. Allah is the friend of those who believe. Allah is al-wali. Allah is the friend. He's the friend of those who believe. And brothers and sisters, if you really believe that, and you go anywhere, you step out. You know why? Because it's not you. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is fighting using you. Evidence from the Quran. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَ اللَّهَ قَتَلَ. You didn't kill them. Allah killed them. Allah uses your hand, the hand of the believer, to fight against the disbeliever. And Allah slays them through the hands of the believer. It's not you, brother. Allah. Al-Mujib. He who answers. Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Look what they're doing to me and my people. Look. What shall I do? Go run. Because if you run, I'll punish you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. If you turn your back in the battle, I'll get you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Don't turn your back. Face the enemy. In fact, if you face the enemy and fight back, your enemy will show their back to you. But you got to understand, man, you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid of Saddam Hussein. You can't be afraid of King Fahd. You can't be afraid of President Mubarak. You can't. You can't be afraid of the Imam. Don't be afraid of man, but be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear him. Brothers and sisters, I saw a very interesting verse as we close in the Quran. You see, brothers, the problem is, our problem is lack of iman, lack of faith. No, we got good lip profession. But the bottom line, our real problem, we lack faith. Yeah, we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ. You were in this battle, the battle of Badr. You didn't kill them, we killed them. And then Allah continues,
وما رأيت إذ رأيت ولكن الله رماه ولكن الله رماه وما رأيت إذ رأيت ولكن الله رماه. You Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you didn't throw the dust. When you threw the dust, when it appeared as if you threw the dust and the enemy ran, you didn't do that. We did it, man. We did it. Allah did it. All you got to do now is stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let him use you. And when Allah uses you and me, we become victorious. I close with this, brothers and sisters. There was a young man who became very famous. A young man named Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, facing the enemies of Goliath. Everybody afraid of this. Goliath was a giant of a man. Everybody afraid of Goliath. Big man. Mighty warrior. People shake when Goliath comes. Armies lay down their arms. Because Goliath, such a mighty warrior, so big, so strong. David, a young boy, who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believed in Yawm al-Qiyamah, stood and fought Goliath himself as he killed Goliath. Bi-Iznillah. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, how often did a small band defeat a large band? Look at the Battle of Badr. Do you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam